For all of the natural pleasures that Cape Cod provides, living here means doing without several things, such as big trees, wild rivers, mountain vistas, sugar maples in the fall, nesting eagles, and granite bedrock. There's another natural feature we lack, not one usually mentioned in such a list, fossils. Fossils are the ancient petrified remains of plants and animals, and are found widely scattered across the New England landscape. Even Martha's Vineyard has fossils. The early Pleistocene deposits at Gay Head, which are roughly a quarter million years old, contain numerous fossils, including shark teeth, whale jaw bones, corals, sea lilies, camel bones, even the skeleton of a wild horse. But on the Cape, nothing. This is because the surface landmass of the Cape is composed almost entirely of recently deposited glacial till, less than 25,000 years old in most places. In other words, the Cape's deposits are just too young to support true fossils. Or so I'd always thought. Then one day last month, after 3 days of rain and wind, I went out to Newcomb Hollow, where there are large outcrops of gardener's clay, or, as it's more commonly known, blue clay. Blue clay was laid down as lake bottom deposits during one of the interglacial periods, when the sea levels rose, covering all but the highest hills of the Cape and Islands. Minute particles of blue clay were sorted out and deposited in thick and almost pure layers in several places on the outer Cape. Blue clay, when wet, is soft and highly malleable, like modeling clay. I carved out a chunk, molded it into a sphere about 2.5 inches in diameter, and brought it home. I put it in a small bowl on my desk, and several days later it had dried out and become so hard I couldn't dent it with my fingernail. It glinted with thousands of tiny shards of light, microparticles of quartz that covered its surface. I shaved off some of its surface onto a slide, put the clay dust under a high-power dissecting scope, and was surprised to see that it was full of tiny, intricate, crystal-like needles. Curious about what they were, I consulted one of my all-time favorite Cape and Islands reference books, Barbara Blough Chamberlain's These Fragile Outposts, A Geological Look at Cape Cod, Martha's Vineyard, and Nantucket. Though published in 1964, it's still one of the most informative and lyrically written books about the Cape's geology. For instance, Chamberlain describes these outcrops of blue clay as slices of an exhumed sea bottom, dried and alien in today's bright sun. And in a section labeled Fossils in Blue Clay, she identifies the crystal needles I saw as many tiny siliceous sponge particles, or hard parts of the sponge animal, that were laid down with clay particles in the rising sea level. So what I was looking at were the fossils of ancient sponges. And that's not all. Under a higher power lens, I could make out the fossils of diatoms, or microscopic one-celled plants, as well as an infinite number of pollen grains, pollen from long-disappeared coniferous forests that flourished here before the first invasions of the ice. Of these most tiny pollen nanofossils, Chamberlain comments, "So great is nature's regenerative drive that these vital kernels of plant propagation were shaped and armored for a seemingly indefinite survival and have survived for some 15,000 years. It all seemed to embody the poet William Blake's precept to see the universe in a grain of sand, or, in this case, in the dust of clay."